On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Morena, I am well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What a crazy one it's been so far.
I know. I mean, all those people who were like, woohoo, goodbye 2020. This, I think 2021 is just like the 2020 hangover, isn't it?
I think we're just on a jet downward spiral as a species, basically.
hopefully we get some good movies along the way. Is there anything out at the moment that people can you know, go and sort of get into a fantasy world, get out of this kind of reality?
Well, there is a really great film in theaters this week. I don't know if it's much of an escapist movie, but it's definitely worth seeing. It's called, before I get onto that, I have to quickly mention one other film that's in theaters. That is notable because it's in theatres at all. It's a film called Buddy Games, and it's the kind of film that would usually be a nothing little comedy that went straight to video or
right.
straight to Sky or straight to streaming or whatever things go straight to these days. It's got Josh Duhamel in it, and he wrote and directed it too. And it's just such a small little sort of blokish comedy, but it's notable because I think it's in theatres because there's nothing else to put in theatres.
Wild.
And,
it's their time to shine.
In this day and age, with stuff being held back in the States, it's sort of elevating films that would otherwise be mostly ignored to the status of theatrical releases in New Zealand. So anyway, I've not seen it. It looks terrible.
Not necessarily recommending people go and watch it, but it's an interesting footnote.
It's nuts to me that it's playing in theatres here. Anyway, the film that is out that is worth seeing is called Promising Young Woman.
Oh, that looks amazing.
Yeah, it stars Carey Mulligan as a cafe worker who goes out into nightclubs, pretends to be severely intoxicated, and then when guys try to take her home or try to take advantage of her, she kind of turns the tables on them.
Whoa.
And it's a very provocative film. It's kind of got a darkly comedic tone.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a dark tone as well, and you go in knowing that setup, but then the film kind of doesn't ever kind of quite want to be what you think it's going to be.
Okay,
it revels in ambiguities and makes some very deliberate choices in terms of what it does not show us. Like we kind of don't quite see how things play out a lot of the time, and that makes it kind of keeps you on edge in that way. I thought it was an absolutely fantastic film. Definitely feels like it speaks to the moment in a very powerful way. Carey Mulligan is fantastic in it.
I was going to say, she's always good, but I've never really seen her be kind of funny before.
Yeah, well, she's not necessarily making jokes or anything. The humour in this film comes from the tone and the... I mean, there's some very dark stuff here. I used the word comedic in my Herald review, and as anyone who's ever written for a newspaper knows, you never get to choose the headlines.
Right.
and you often get blamed for the headlines of anything you write. But the person who chose the headline for my review, which was in yesterday's paper, called it a comedy thriller. I don't think it's a comedy thriller. It's a comedic thriller.
Got you. There is a difference.
Yeah. And it's definitely not a comedy. But, I mean, I did laugh in it at the same time.
Mm.
One thing this film does that I loved is it takes a whole lot of actors who are known for playing sort of nice guy roles and casts them as very much not nice guys. People like Adam Brody and Bo Burnham and the guy who played Nick and New Girl, whose name I'm blanking on right now.
They are all typical nice guy characters, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're nice guy actors, and here they're playing not so nice guys, and there's some value in that, definitely.
Good casting.
Yeah, you'll be thinking about this film a lot. It's a real kind of firecracker of a movie. And I think that Carey Mulligan's definitely in the conversation Oscars wise.
Wow, okay. That's awesome. That's a cool thing to be looking out for then. Yeah, I saw a trailer for it and I thought this looks intriguing and unsure if I was gonna like it or not, but I've heard enough people now say that it ticked all the right boxes for them that I think I might have to go check it out.
Yeah, I admire any film that subverts my expectations of it. And this is a film where you sort of might think you know where it's going, but then it zigs when you think it's going to zag. So credit to it for that.
Awesome. When's it in the cinema?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Brilliant. We can go and watch it now.
Pop along after the show,
Rach. Fantastic. It is raining, so it's quite a good thing to go and do. Anything else, or is that the big ticket number at the moment? That's it. Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Fabian. Lovely to have you back on. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Cool. Have a good one. See you later.
You too. See ya.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Promising young woman.